This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F, like Frank, and like November, E-Y. Fax 989-607-6875 regarding Sandra Ostrander, O-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-R. Date of birth, May 26th of 1949. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Ostrander with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, chronic edema, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 23rd of this year. The patient is going back to physical therapy, is now going to physical therapy for back pain and some numbness in her legs. And it is helping a little bit, she believes. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and her weight is stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day. Diazide, 25 milligram twice a day. She does take gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day. And Tylenol, 500 milligram every 4 to 6 hours as needed for pain. But she does not use that daily or around the clock. Physical examination, weight is 202 pounds, pulse 71, blood pressure is 135 over 73. Labs, most recent labs were done 11-10 of 2022. Creatinine is 1.06, estimated GFR is 54, electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.4, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin 12.9 with normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. Labs will be done every 3 to 6 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will continue to follow the low-salt diet and will continue all routine medications. Three, edema of the lower extremities. The patient will continue her diazide and low-salt diet. She'll elevate legs as during the day when the edema is noted. And the patient will have a follow-up visit by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.